when I'm not getting as elaborate a response as I'm looking for, and I'm also not making the same emotional connection that I'm looking for, and then related to the question before of I'm getting, you know, yep, nope, yep, nope, right? What do I do here? And there's kind of, you know, there's multiple moves. One of them is right off the go-to label list, which is simply, it seems like I'm off base. Or it seems like there's something I'm missing. If you're doing your best to label and mirror verbal observations that you're making and you're not getting much, my first thought is there's probably something that you're missing. There's probably something that you're not being sensitive to. Throw that into a label format. Another thing that you can do is mislabel. Label something that's probably not there. What that does is it opens the door for correction. And that is a strong human nature reaction. People love to correct. They love to justify. They love to explain their point of view. By using a mislabel, you can open that door. But I think that's what you were trying to do there kind of towards the end when you were identifying his genre.
I was dying to know the genre. And I couldn't find a sounds as if.
Yeah.
Or sounds like. And your mislabeling was great, which is why I just picked Wagner, not knowing that that's one on his repertoire.
Yeah, and what we talked about is I could say, well, just, you know, you could just pick a genre. And I said, it sounds like you only listen to hip-hop. You can look at that guy and you can tell his answer, that's probably going to be no.
That's not
true. There you go, right. See, yeah, you can't bring your own personal bias into the negotiation, and this is why, right? But go ahead and label something specific that you think you'll want to expand on, especially if you think it might not actually be true. And that sometimes is hard. We actually had a student a long time ago we were doing this exercise with, spent the entire time mislabeling. All he did was sit there and mislabel. And he was amazed at how much he got his counterpart to talk. And we got to interview his counterpart immediately after. And the guy said, I figured he wasn't listening to me. I didn't know what to do. I mean, he kept saying stuff, and it was completely wrong. And I had to go back in. And he lost sight of the fact that the guy was using skills on him. He was so focused on that human nature reaction of, I got to fix this guy's problem, he totally forgot he was being labeled. Like, yeah, he's using a skill. It's called a mislabel. And he's using a lot of them. And so, you know, these are things that you can reach into when you find yourself in a situation. Seems like I'm off base. Seems like I'm not being sensitive. Throw a mislabel in there.